Welcome, good evening, to another episode of the C-List Villains Show. I'm your host, AJ. I've got Red, Luke in the house. I forgot to say we are the cultivators of comic culture. I'm off today. I'm a little off my game today. Sorry about that.
You're off your game, baby. Hey, we all are sometimes. It's all good.
What's going on, guys?
Oh, so much fun. Today's awesome.
Oh, we lost Red. Tell me why it was so much fun today.
Red!
I'm still blank on this side on the camera, but you can see me, which is
yes, fine. You're fine. He's here. You're fine.
All right. It's just weird.
Yeah, I sold a bunch of comics tonight. It was fun.
Anything of worthy note?
A bunch of Strange Tales sold.
Ooh.
Some... Oh, I found a bunch of Spider-Woman number ones. That was fun. Oh, three nice copies of it. Randomly.
Oh, at least say that. All right. Okay, that works. Sweet.
Well, yeah, whatever you were trying to screen share, we saw.
Doth Revan. Is that night 30? Or wait, am I thinking another book? 31? 30? No. I can't remember, Ashton.
So the 76ers were eliminated tonight. Anyone care about that?
Yes. Yeah. Very funny.
Happy. I'm happy because Joel Embiid is a big fat loser.
why do you have hate on him?
I figure you hate Harden more.
No, I hate Joel Embiid. That guy should be the MVP of the league, and he's like Greg Godin 2.0.
No, don't even. Never
win.
That.
He will never win.
Okay, so you're saying his face is like Greg Oden's knees.
What?
Yeah, right. What are you talking about, dude?
Joel Embiid's face, his orbital bone around his eye, is easily injurable like Greg Oden's knees.
Oh yeah, Greg Oden had the knees of an 80-year-old man.
Yeah, made out of glass.
No, I don't hate on Joel Embiid. I like him as a player.
I hate him as a player. I hate everything. I hate the Sixers. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I'm sorry, Kyle, out there if you're listening. Kyle Sixers.
You know who I
does he remind you of a Bill Laimbeer?
No.
Okay. No.
Why would he remind you of Bill Laimbeer?
As far as like being the big man that's really intimidating and at least has a shot.
He does have a shot. I mean, he can shoot that three, which is crazy.
Mm-hmm.
He just should be. I just don't know. I don't get how big, huge 7-foot guys just don't like glide. You know what I mean? Like, what are they doing?
Well, they're.
What is he doing?
They're like. They just run awkwardly. You know, it's a very. It's tall. They're really tall. I mean,
Shaq could sprint no problem, but like the likes of Yao Ming, maybe even Manute Bol, George Mirison,
yeah,
those guys have an awkward run.
Yeah,
you know who had the best big man run? LaMarcus Aldridge. That guy ran like a gazelle.
He's still playing, isn't he?
I thought he was with Brooklyn.
He might have been with Brooklyn after the Spurs. Yeah. No, out of all those big men, I think Shaq probably had the best run. He ran like in his prime.
Yeah, in his prime.
Yeah, there was no awkwardness to his mobility.
Yeah, Shaq. Best big man of all time. He's definitely a contender. You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Definitely up there.
Yeah. You know what? Dikembe, he was good. He was a smart, good player, but even he wasn't as mobile as Shaq.
Oh, LaMarcus is on the Nets currently.
Yeah. Oh, you know who was also a good mobile center was Hakeem Olajuwon.
That was before my time. I never watched him.
Wait. He was... That was like in the 90s, though.
94, 95, and 96. You
watched him in the 90s?
He was still...
Oh, no, I did. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Hakeem.
Yeah.
I was thinking of somebody else. I heard something completely different.
Okay. One thing, if we're talking about hating on
Kareem, I was thinking of Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Kareem, gotcha.
Yeah.
We were pretty young when in his heyday, so that's probably around 1983,
84. Yeah, the '80s. I was not watching basketball when I was like 3 or 4.
Yeah, those were Atari days.
My dad was not a basketball fan at all. My dad was a football guy all the way. He thought basketball was kind of a weak man's sport.
Yeah, it wasn't that popular. It wasn't at the top three of sports. I think you had football, baseball, hockey, and then basketball. But it kind of changed around now, where in this decade, where you have, I think, NBA is at the top, then NFL, and then baseball.
Yeah.
Definitely. Well, here's the thing. Like, it's crazy because NFL, I feel like, generates more money, even though they're more just pretty much North America, whereas NBA is worldwide. I don't know if they generate the same kind of money the NFL does. It's kind of weird, right?
Oh, well, I don't know.
On this continent, then yeah, the NFL generates more money, but worldwide, yeah, the NBA is more accepting in the world.
Oh, but you know what? Here's the thing, though. There's more money that needs to be divided up within the NBA organization with players and all that stuff.
Yeah, because you only have 15 players to deal with, and you got 55.
Right. Oh, it's 55 in the NFL?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. So NFL's number one at 16 bill. Baseball's at 10 bill, number two. NBA's 8 bill, number three. And, yeah, that's interesting. And the Indian Premier League is at number four with cricket.
Is that their baseball?
No, soccer.
Cricket. Oh,
it's cricket.
Wow. Yeah.
And that's just because India has 1.3 billion people.
So everyone, they have 1.3 billion TVs.
Pretty much. They make $7 billion a year. That's insane. I would have put the English Premier League over the Indian Premier League. That's crazy. And English Premier League is indeed number five. So they are right behind India. But India's number four, even above NHL. NHL.
Wow.
La Liga, NHL? Number seven. Bundesliga. Germany's soccer league is number eight. Then Italy, number nine. And then European football is number 10.
Wow.
That's crazy. NASCAR is not even in the running.
How about F1? At least F1 is higher.
Yeah, F1's got to be up there, right?
F1's not in the top 10. I mean, I don't know where this is just top 10 list. 2021.
I could see NASCAR not being on there. I mean, that is like geared towards like not even – it's geared toward like one part of – one nation. I don't even know how to explain it, but yeah,
it's like south, but then there's like California track. There's a track in California.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's definitely got like a tobacco chew, Budweiser, hot dog vibe.
Well, I don't know if you know, but there's a race car driver who's sponsored by Jordan, and it's gonna have the if you're a sneakerhead, it's going to have the black cement pattern on the his car.
Okay.
So Jordan's definitely trying to tap into that market.
That is funny.
Yeah. Speaking of hating on players, I hate Tom Brady even more after hearing about this post-retirement $375 million broadcasting job
Fox, that he got. Fox News channel, whatever.
Well, they remember Troy Aikman and Joe Buck moved to ESPN to host Monday Night Football.
Oh, they did?
So they need someone of the same caliber to replace both Joe Buck and Troy Aikman.
But it's not. It's not.
Brady is very articulate. I'm kind of excited for it. I hate Brady as a player just because he's too good, but I'm kind of excited. He's very articulate.
And he's easy on the eyes, especially when he's either going to be color commentary or the play-by-play guy.
He's not doing play-by-play. He'll be color, but still.
You can't. Okay, I got to disagree with you just a little bit, only because, like, I've never heard him say anything like breaking down, like doing an actual game. Like, yeah, he can break down his play and what happens on his games, but to do it on the level of, like, Tony Romo?
That's color commentary. Whatever comes out, it's entertainment.
Yeah.
It's not supposed to. That's what the play-by-play guy's for.
That's the technical dude. So he's the one that went to broadcasting school and, you know, doing all the play-by-play.
I'm just hating on him right now.
I hate him so much. No one deserves
Richard Sherman is getting a gig too. He's gonna be on the I think the Amazon show on Amazon Prime doing the football show on that one, since Amazon Prime is gonna be streaming Thursday night games, right?
Yeah. The only thing, you know, that they're like, nobody gets the whole pie. You have to pick your piece. He's the only guy that's like, he actually got the whole pie. You know what I mean? But the only thing that maybe just a slight caveat is that he is divorced and has a second, you know what I mean? But still, it's like,
So you talk about Brady?
Yeah.
I hope he fails miserably, man. I hope people watch him and are just completely bored out of their mind. That's just the hate. I'm not going to sugarcoat. I'm a Brady hater. But yeah.
Hey, you know what? Hate away.
You're not doing it right if someone's not hating on you, right?
Tom Brady is the type of guy where you could walk up and be like, "Tom Brady, I fucking hate your guts," and he'd just be like, "Cool, man, peace." You know what I mean? Like, it wouldn't even affect. It would just be like, "Bing," like steel armor. Yeah. He's like, "All right. Have a good one. Hey, you want lunch? You want me to buy you some lunch? You want me to buy you a Mercedes?"
I want a piece of that $375 million. That's what I want. Then I won't hate on him anymore. All right. Well, let's talk about tonight.
Work on your color commentary, then.
Yeah, well, tonight's an off night. I can't help it. Let's talk about tonight's topic. Red, this was for some reason Red's idea, and he completely forgot what we were going to talk about tonight. So
I didn't forget. I wasn't, you know, ready to bring it up. But yeah, okay.
All right, bad specs. You wanted to cover the bad specs that came out of Multiverse of Madness.
Yeah, especially this Captain Carter one, where I'm seeing these books at roughly $100 or more, or especially for the 1 in 25.
Ooh, yeah.
And she only had roughly 5 to 10 minutes worth of screen time, and she dies by the hands of the Scarlet Witch.
She gets chopped in half, which is pretty gnarly.
Okay, do you think that this book has hit its peak?
This book has zero value. Zero, none, zilch, nada, finite. I mean, she appears in the Exiles book. Exiles 3, what if? Captain Carter.
Yeah, but she appears as Captain America, Captain Peggy Carter. I mean, is there a difference there where it's Captain Carter from the What If series versus Peggy Carter as Captain America?
Oh, so you're saying that they're the suit difference.
Right.
See, this is why speculation is so fucking stupid. It's why people are just going to get themselves caught up in so much money, and then it is going to fail. These little tiny nuances that nobody cares about.
Mm-hmm.
But people care about it.
Well, people do care about it.
People care about it in terms of wanting to make money off of it, but nobody actually cares about it. So then when you try and sell it after it, nobody buys it.
All right, here's my thoughts on this. Is it a dead spec? Oh, that's what we were doing, dead specs, not bad specs, right?
Well, either or. It's a spec. Either a spec.
Dead, yeah. Bad.
I don't think it's a bad spec or dead spec. I think they will use her again. It's just that right now people were trying to buy it and sell it. People were trying to buy it with the thought that she was going to be an ongoing character, like throughout the MCU, which they could definitely come back to her, but it might be a little while. But I don't think it's a dead spec.
All right, so you were, since we've already seen What If, and then we've seen Doctor Strange.
Yeah,
are these two different Captain Carters then? The Captain Carter from the What If universe versus the one on. Multiverse of Madness. Are we gonna see from the other multiverse?
Wait, I can't remember from the What If. Was she?
She was Captain Carter in What If.
Yeah, did she have the British shield or the?
Yeah, she had the British shield. Then she also had I can't remember his name. Steve Rogers in the
robot.
Iron, something. The Hydra Stomper.
That's it, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Well, I don't even understand. So I've kind of followed it a little bit, but there's two different supposedly first appearances of Agent Carter that people were vying and claiming as the first appearance. I don't even know what the difference is.
Let me pull this up here. This will be her first appearance book in this Exiles 3. So that one
what's the difference
is her.
Between so that and the other one. Then?
She's Captain America there. She's Captain America Peggy Carter. Right okay. There. He even says it on the title.
Okay.
Yeah, it's rough.
So this is Captain America, or Peggy Carter is Captain America. The other one is Agent Carter.
It's Captain Carter.
Captain Carter. Yeah. Or is it Captain Britain?
No, Captain Carter.
Captain Carter. Okay.
I would say the other one is the one to get. It's not even the right shield. She's got the Captain America shield. She's not Captain America. She's Captain Carter. So if you're going to go with one, I would go with the other one.
It's the same origin story. It just seems like the different naming, which is weird.
Yeah, different suit. Different suit. Go with the other one, though, if you're going to pick it. But it's you know, if you find it at cover, snag it. I wouldn't be investing in it though.
Like this one right now in the high is $100.
$100 and the other one is still holding strong, 150, 200 maybe.
And then let me go back to it. Right now it's a 12 for that one. If we go to the 1 and 25, right now it's at 80 for that one. And the rest are hovering.
Well, but 30, key collectors outdated.
Yeah,
it's looking like it's 150 for the British one, the Captain Carter one. Yeah. 150 to 200 between there. There were 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 sold today, all over 150 up. So
there's still some want for this book. There's still some want.
I mean, the movie's still fresh. It's not even out an entire week, so.
Yeah.
Well, I guess today would be the full, or yesterday would be the full week, but.
Yeah. All right, Ray, what's the other bad spec that you thought about from the movie?
Hold on, let me pull it up right quick.
Illuminati?
It would be the Illuminati one, just because, again, their screen time didn't last long. Which would be, what issue would that be?
It'd New be... Avengers 7, right?
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's right there.
There it is.
Like, I don't remember.
That's just a team, though. Team appearances never do well.
Yeah.
I mean, it's no actual first appearance. It's just the.
Yeah.
Just them grouping up together.
And it's not even that high. I mean, it's a affordable book. I mean, it's like $50, right?
Lower than that, there's a lot online. On eBay, there's currently 429 copies. This book was topping out, though, at $200 not a month ago. So
yeah.
Oh, man.
On the spec that they were going to be in the movie.
I had one, and I pulled it out of my collection, and I just didn't put it up. I was like, eh, you know what? I didn't get a chance to.
You missed the hype.
I should have tried to sell it at that time, but.
You know what? Hype is always like a month before the movie comes out. Hype never lives up after the movie.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe the only one will be first appearance of Doctor Strange, the Strange Tales 110. I think that one probably might go into Holy Grail status. You know, we're talking first appearance of Thor, first appearance of Iron Man.
Okay,
maybe not Spider-Man territory or Batman. Definitely not Superman or Batman territory. But nothing will touch Golden Age appearances.
Right.
And that's just because they were all burned. They weren't rare. They were just all burned from 1948.
Yeah. Why is there a Sentry book?
Is that another cover?
Yeah, that's another cover. Yeah.
I've never even seen that cover.
Yeah, I've never seen it either.
Well, this is by Neil Adams.
What? Neil Adams did a New Avengers 7? That is actually kind of badass, actually. We should be
Can you do that? Can you click on that picture?
A lot of people might be passing that up because it looks like a Sentry book. That's New Avengers 7?
Yeah.
I've never seen that book before.
I don't think anybody has. If it's a 1 in 10, then they probably didn't have a lot of prints.
No,
Yeah, I'm glad you're here, brother.
But if that one's at 65, and then you got this newsstand at 180.
Oh, it's a 1 in 10. Yeah, it is a 1 in 10.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then you got the direct copy at 90. If you're saying first team appearance, this is going to be worth much, and it pretty much has topped out at where it's at right now.
Yeah. It's definitely topped out. It's done. Finito.
Okay.
Donato, they're dead. They're gone. They're.
Right, and this this is a Silver Age first appearance, but with Black Bolt.
Oh,
not just Black Bolt, but a bunch of other characters too.
The whole the whole squad.
I would argue Fantastic Four 40 to 52 is like the greatest. I guess you could even say 42 to 52 is the greatest 10-book run of all time.
I think this book still has legs. I wouldn't call this a bad spec.
It's not definitely a bad spec, but the character of Black Bolt was really done dirty.
Oh yeah, but Black Bolt. I mean, even when Anson Mount played him, was done really dirty. he doesn't translate on screen. I'm sorry, he can't talk.
He doesn't look formidable. That's the thing. Like, they've always made Black Bolt look formidable in the comic books. And
why doesn't he have some sort of gambit, you know, covering that he could control it? Why?
Yeah, I don't know.
Why? Professor X could make him something.
Or give him a robot voice.
Just give him something so he can talk normally, and then, like, when he wants to release the Sonic Boom, he can release the Sonic Boom.
I mean, is that his only
kind of like Cyclops, right? Where like Cyclops has to press that button.
Cyclops. I said
Cyclops. They got that for Cyclops. They should do that for his mouth.
Yes. Why? Because Anson Mount, like in the Inhumans, was awesome, but he never talked, and so it was like, why do you have Anson Mount here?
Yeah, that's why he's perfect where he is right now with Star Trek Strange New Worlds. least then he can.
Episode 2 premiering tonight. Watching right after this.
Oh, nice. So he's doing a pretty good job as Captain Pike, then, I'm assuming.
Wait, he's Captain Pike?
Yeah. It's the best. It's currently sitting at the highest reviewed Star Trek series of all time, which is, grain of salt, it's only one episode in, but I was seriously in tears during the first episode. I was just like, so good. It is really good.
I didn't know that he's the same actor that's in Star Trek.
Yeah, handsome out.
Interesting.
Yeah, he's a handsome dude. I mean, if he can act his way out of a paper bag, but as Black Bolt, then you couldn't do much with that character.
Yeah, I think, you know, when you've got a character like that, you got to be able to have an actor that can use facial expressions really well, and that just didn't do it justice.
Oh, do you mean Black Bolt in Doctor Strange?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, no. His facial structures were literally reconstructed. They did him so dirty. They did Captain Carter dirty. They did Captain or Miss Marvel.
Wait, yeah, that Captain was, Marvel. Captain Marvel.
Captain Marvel, yes. Yeah. And she looked fabulous, by the way. So I loved that act. She looked great in that suit.
So it wasn't Monica Rambeau, it's Maria Rambeau then, the mother, which is, this is current book right now we're seeing.
Yeah, that was the mom.
Yeah. This was also spec'd as well. I mean, right now we're at a high of 12. It's not going to get higher than that. But, you know, do you think people were also specking on this, or were they really thinking that it was supposed to be Ultimate Iron Man?
Infamous Iron Man.
Superior Iron Man.
Yes, Superior Iron Man.
I liked the actor who played Maria much better than the daughter on WandaVision. I'm sorry.
Don't even be sorry. You're expressing an opinion. You know, some actresses, you know, just can't, you know,
she just has more intensity.
Yeah.
The daughter was just a little more laid back, and I'm like, I don't know if that works that much. I want a little more ferocity in my Captain Marvel.
Yeah. Major issues saying people are going nuts for Strange Tales 126 now. First appearance of Clea.
Oh, that's a good call, though. I mean, Charlize Theron looked like she looked fat. She looked great. Yeah. 10 out of 10. Look, that costume design.
You can't do wrong with her. Everything she touches, other than Aeon Flux, is gold. I had to throw in the Aeon Flux, though.
Yeah, Mad Max. Obviously, that was one of my favorite movies.
About Monster? Monster. She was good at Monster.
Didn't she win the Oscar for it?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I am super. If we get a team up of her and Benedict Cumberbatch in 3, because Amy, as much as I like, what's McAdams? What's her name? Rachel
McAdams. Yeah.
As much as I like her, I mean, I can't get, you know, the rain and kissing, you know, Ryan Gosling.
Wasn't she was also in Party or Wedding Crashers, right? Wasn't that her too?
Yeah, she was. She was on Wedding Crashers.
All time right there. That's an all timer. I don't know if it's too late, Major. I think you can still find it. It's still new, it's still fresh. Of course, with all the pros like us, it's gone, but
here's the thing. Okay, so Doctor Strange just came out. Charlize is not gonna be in another movie for at least another 2 years. Give it 6 months, 8 months, and it's gonna cool off.
When did the first Strange come out?
That was like 2 years 17. Ago, right? Oh, was wow, it's even 17? Longer.
5 years. So we could be in a five. No, but take the pandemic. So my guess is 3 years.
2016. Yeah.
No, it's been 6 years.
Yeah. Well, remember, we had the pandemic. So, yeah, right after WandaVision, was supposed to be Doctor Strange, but they didn't finish filming.
Okay.
That's why they kept the kids so young, because they already had filmed their scenes, and then they went through reshoots.
Yeah, it was 2016. Let's say Doctor Strange was supposed to come out 2020. That's still a 4-year gap.
Still. But Benedict, you know, I don't know if they're going to wait that long.
Yeah, they got to strike while the iron's hot. Because
let's go 2 years.
Yeah.
Let's go 2 years, baby. 2 years.
All right, 2 years. So let's say 2 years. So let's just say if we're being generous, they green light production. It'll be at least another year before they green light that. So you got, I would say, give it 6 to 8 months, and that book will cool off. If you want to get that first Clea appearance.
Yeah, I don't think we'll see her until phase 5.
I don't know, man. That's a long time, though, no?
No, we're already in the middle of phase 4. They should be finishing up soon, because then they're setting up the big bad.
Well, no, I don't know, man, because phase 4 is the bad is Kang, and they've shown him a total of 10 minutes.
Yeah, well, they already announced they're filming Loki season 2, which hopefully will translate another in the next 2 years. We'll get in the movie.
Okay. I want to throw in a bad spec based off of the movie. We got to talk about it. Superior Iron Man. Everyone thought Tom Cruise was going to be in it.
That's the worst spec of all time.
Yeah, that is. If we're
gonna you talk wanted about that one more spec than anybody, AJ.
Let me grab it here for reference.
I wanted because I wanted to see Tom Cruise's Iron Man, but
I would have loved it, yeah. And it would have been cool. But I hear Tom Cruise is getting kind of cranky.
Yeah,
it must have been the what do you call it? The Scientology, Church of Scientology.
I don't want to say that, but no.
He's too much of a perfectionist, and I think at this point, because he gets what he wants, he expects everyone to be on his level. I mean, the dude's like doing his own stunts, right? He's jumping off of planes and
he's flying the plane. I don't know how he conned the U.S. government, the Navy, for God's sakes. That let me fly a couple of your planes for a movie.
No, instead of just having your stunt
pilots do it.
Do you guys know that Scientology owns this town in Florida?
Oh, yeah, I've heard about that, yeah.
And Tom Cruise, when he walks around, there's like 50 people around him at all times. So he walks, it's like duckling. It's just like, so you can't even get near him when you're there.
What is he, like the Messiah?
No, he is. He's like the Messiah to them.
Why would John Travolta?
Because Scientology doesn't have like a god. It's just like, it's more like a self-help thing. You know what I mean?
Well, I mean,
they believe that like actual aliens are coming.
Yeah, they made that movie with John Travolta. Wasn't that supposed to be the origin of Scientology?
Yeah, like the aliens are going to come and like take over. And we've got
lava or something like that. Yeah.
It's crazy. It's pretty crazy.
But yeah, this was definitely the worst spec. I did want to see. I mean, I really wanted Tom Cruise as Iron Man because it would have been so fun to see this.
I would have liked to have seen any Iron Man. But yes, Miss So, Old Guard, fucking fantastic. Loved it. Charlize was brilliant. I loved that movie. I wish they would have done a second one because the ending was...
They're still making they're making a second one.
Oh, okay. Well,
I thought they were done.
I don't know if they're done, but
Netflix hasn't done anything with that property in a while.
Oh, but yeah, Miss. So we actually reviewed that movie a while back, one of the very first episodes we did.
Thanks, James. It was Old Guard, awesome, superior. But dude, Old Guard also a bad spec.
Yeah.
That should be like a $200, $300 book. It was a good movie, good characters. Nope, you could pretty easily buy it for $10.
Yeah. I have that whole run, too, the first series, and I kept it. Oh, you know what's a really bad spec? I'll tell you right now, it's even worse than the old guard. Look up the kitchen.
Oh, yes. About Hell's Kitchen?
Yeah. That is a terrible... I had that book. That comic was really good. And the movie Who's just...
He? No, calling dog. Sorry.
The movie had Tiffany Haddish. What's that one? Melissa McCarthy and another actress. I didn't
even know they actually made the movie.
Yeah. And I watched it, and the movie wasn't that bad, but...
Oh, wow, 2019.
Yeah. The movie wasn't that bad at all, but it's just...
Moss.
Yeah. It didn't hit well, and this was a... If you were speccing on this, good luck, because...
Well, 23% on Rotten Tomatoes. Yeah. 69% audience score, though, so...
Hey, they're easily entertained.
That is a pretty big jump.
Yeah.
Oh, Domhnall Hall Gleeson was in it, and I actually really like him.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's played a...
Common?
Common was in Star Wars.
I don't remember Common in it, but yeah.
He was Gary. He was Gary Silvers. Good old Common. James Beige Dale. I might have to check this movie out, but it is not free anywhere. It is... You have to rent it. Come on, even on Prime? Prime's movie category is weak. I went to watch Dread the other day, you know, the 2012 movie with the guy from
Carl Urban, right?
Carl Urban. Yeah, you have to rent it. Let me watch it. Let me watch it for free, Prime.
Come on. It'll be on Netflix.
No, it won't. No, it won't. And you know what? I want to watch the 95 one too. I've never watched either one of them.
Oh, I want to really? Watch them. You got to watch both of them. Yeah.
I'm going to watch them both back to back. I'm going to have to rent them, though. $4 each. Yeah. I'm already $8 into this.
Shout out to Lucy getting us on the text line.
James Crozier, my bad spec was Space Bandits. Well, Mark Millar, Mateo Scalera. It was a great read. It was definitely a great read. I never knew that it was a spec book, but usually with Mark Millar, like, those are already over-ordered, so.
And he sells the rights immediately.
Yeah.
He sells the rights, you know, he's like, here's $1,000, here's the rights to my, you know. And then it's optioned! Shit, it's all, buy it, it's got options!
Is it Mark Millar who did Smallville?
No, I think that's Jeff Loeb.
Oh, all right. I could have sworn I did a couple of the WB shows.
Maybe he wrote a few episodes, but I'm pretty sure like Jeff Loeb was like one of the main writers. And the thing about Space Bandits, it's actually a good read. Actually, no, it's not actually. It is a good read. So hopefully, you know, it could translate well to a good movie if they ever make it.
Well, they did make one in 1981.
Oh, Space Bandits? Wasn't that Time Bandits?
Time Bandits was late 80s, I think.
No, Time Bandits was not late 80s.
I don't see Space Bandits on
It was Time Bandits. I got it wrong. Sean Connery and John Cleese. Time Bandits. I haven't seen that either, actually. I should watch that after Dread. My Dread marathon. Rachel's going to hate me this weekend. Like, we're watching both Dread movies. She is a Carl Urban fan, though, so I can swing her over with that.
All right. I want you to watch the Carl Urban Dread and then watch the Raid Redemption and compare the story and plot.
It's the same. It's just different.
I know. I want to see Luke's perspective on it.
But I'm watching the point is I'm watching the Dread movies.
Oh, yeah. But when you have time, squeeze in the Raid Redemption.
Well, it's just like, you know, Breaking Bad and that other show that, like, you know, mirrored the death of Gustavo Fring. They're like mirror images.
Which one?
You know how Fring died and he got blown up? It was just half his face.
Yeah.
There's a show that it's that exact plot with the wheelchair and everything.
Really?
Yeah, they ripped it.
Holy shit.
I know, right? And they're side by side. You can all go on YouTube and watch it. It's like, what?
Was it an homage scene?
I'll figure it out. But it's in Spanish.
Oh, okay.
It's not an English movie. It's like
you have the British office and then the American office. I think the first seasons were all shot per shot for each one. And then they delved off the second season.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it could be just an homage, just like what they do in comic books.
It could be. I've got a bad spec here. Dead spec, bad spec, whatever you want to call it. Anything that almost anything, 99.9% of anything that Donny K types up is going to be a bad spec at some point.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Anything. God, country. Right. What's that one cannibal show? Or the cannibal comic that's like
the vampire or
redneck. Redneck.
Anything he does.
Trust me, I've got a small stack, not a big stack, but I got a small stack of redneck, got a small stack of crossover, got a small stack of God Country.
Just waiting.
Yeah. Dude, I got baby teeth.
Okay, baby teeth.
Oh no, that's never happening. But you know what actually is a really good spec to buy into right now? And that is Undiscovered Country.
That's the one with Scott Snyder and a bunch of other creators, right? They kind of all wrote their own plots.
Yeah, the rights for that actually sold for $1 million. So they are for sure going to make a show on that. And I think it's going to be good. I think it's going to be a pretty cool show. I mean, it's a good comic. The comic's cool. It lost its way. It lost its way, but they all do.
Yeah, yeah. I only have the first issue. I should probably go back and maybe get the trade or something to read it.
Ash cans at $50, then cover A's at $8.
And there's a million exclusives for this one. Everyone went all in on it, but
yeah.
If you can find, you can still find it out there for cover. You can find it in dollar bins, actually. It's kind of been forgotten.
Yeah. All right.
Well, it's definitely sitting in somebody's stack, or at least in the back of the racks at your local comic book store. It's a good treasure hunt for that.
Yeah. What else, Red? What other books did you want to throw out there?
For Doctor Strange, let's take a look.
It doesn't have to be Doctor Strange. Let's do one more from each of us.
All right. What was the last X-Men? Was the one with who was the bad guy? With Oscar Isaac.
Apocalypse.
Age of Apocalypse X-Men, and the spec was for first Angel, not first Angel, but Archangel. Yeah, remember that book? Probably topped out like $75. Then after that movie was released, it just dropped like a brick.
Was Archangel in it? I can't remember.
Yeah.
Oh, he was?
Goodness, where he was. Let me pick it up here.
Was it X-Factor like 6 or something that? Or can't even remember the first Archangel. X-Factor 6 or 8 or something.
Or 6. Let's see. That's first Angel right there, 15. There, 24. This one.
Oh, wait. Hold on. I got one.
This one right here. That one.
Book. Okay.
Yeah, that book was hot like between 2015 and 2017, and then it just dropped.
I know. Now it's like, I sold one tonight, $15. And I had a second copy, did not sell.
Really? You know, and Archangel was such a badass 90s character.
Oh, yeah. Definitely, with the metal wings. Come on now, slicing people's heads off.
Hopefully we'll get to see him on X-Men 92 on the reboot.
Oh, yeah, that's right, huh? I mean, I have an X-Factor book where he goes toe-to-toe with Sabretooth. Oh man, it was one of my very favorite reads, and I just remember just like continuously looking at that book.
Well, let me piggyback off of that with your spec book, or also your greatest cover here. Doesn't have to be your villain, but I think this is my favorite cover here for anything. Is that
okay?
He's still got some, you know, people are still waiting on this
character. The Omega Red spec.
Yeah. I mean, this is the second appearance, but the cover itself is dope. I mean,
yeah.
I think that's the best of Jim Lee right there.
And that is Red Tornado, the guy from Black Widow. Red Tornado becomes Omega Red.
Wow. Yeah, I didn't know.
He's Little Russian, Cosmonaut. David Harbour. That's right.
All right.
He would actually be a good Omega Red.
Yeah, if he hadn't. Well, they have to pick up a younger guy to do the action.
Yeah, he's old now.
Yeah, but it's all digital stuff. They could do it.
Red Guardian. Sorry, not
Red Guardian. Yeah, Red Guardian. I didn't know. Okay, that's great. I'm about to pick up that book.
Luke, you got another bad spec for us?
I mean, everyone was getting hot and sexual about Usagi Yojimbo this past year. And the show just dropped recently. And it turns out it's not Usagi Yojimbo. It's like his ancestor.
I thought that was already known, though.
No, at least not to the spec community. They're all assuming it's going to be what was his first book? Albedo number 9.
Yeah, the Albedo 2.
I could have sworn like it was already like I read before the show came out that it's not him; it's an ancestor.
I know, but people were waiting for it to come. They were speculating that he was going to appear and. He does appear as like a spirit callback, but or like a train, like a Yoda spirit type of thing. But the book really didn't get any help at all.
But still, a sought after book. It's still a big key for that.
Yeah, it's still a massively rare book, but it didn't jump to TMNT1 levels. You know,
not yet. We're still pretty young, so it's gonna hit.
Oh, it's okay.
It's gonna hit.
Oh, okay. Ooh, I want that yellow one on the bottom. I've actually been looking for that.
Space Usagi?
Yeah. That's a tough one to find.
A 300. It's an ash can. Anybody have a lead on that? Call Luke.
I'll pay you.
So, wait. Does he actually travel space on this one?
Space Usagi, yeah.
And it was just a one-shot?
No, they did a whole series on it.
Is that Tauntaun he's writing?
Like no, he like, first appears in the TMNT Volume 1. Space Usagi does.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Man, I don't remember that. Not that I was Usagi. Following TMNT, but...
46 or 47, I think. So pretty early on in the 80s.
Oh, okay.
Space Usagi's been around for a while.
Right. All right. Well, any big pickups for the week, guys?
Ooh, just my usual. Oh, I actually did pick up an Usagi this week. I picked up another Usagi number 1.
Dang.
Oh, nice.
Oh, it's all good.
I got mail call here. I haven't opened it yet. I don't know what's inside.
All right.
Can you still not see yourself?
Still can't see myself.
Oh, jeez.
It's like black screen.
All right. Well, we see you just fine, so you're all good.
Oh, as long as I'm not naked.
No. This week was a pretty light week at the comic shop. I only picked up like one book. And I already forgot what that book was.
But Free Comic Book Day was a ton of fun.
That's right. Seven Secrets. That was the only book I picked up. I know that everyone was trying to pick up. There was a new. There was a new book that came out that everyone was trying to get.
Well, I wanted to get the free comic book day of a bunny mask. I wanted to get that.
Wait, which one had Blade's daughter in it?
Avengers.
The Avengers.
The book, Avengers, yeah. Free comic book day.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Didn't even see that one when I was out. No one had it. They must have held them back.
That, or again, like last year, where they only had limited print runs. Like when prior years, they had a shit ton of books to give away.
Yeah, when I went to the shop, one of the shops I went to, pretty much just picked up books for my nephew. I didn't really pick up any of the more adult books.
Yeah. I feel that.
Oh, I saw you got a, didn't you like get a Deadpool sketch?
Oh, Scott Koblish, yeah. Scott, man. Scott
Koblish. Scott is one of the nicest dudes you'll meet, man. One of the coolest comic creators, dude.
Yeah, he's also affordable when you want to do like a remark or even just a sketch.
Yeah, I'm gonna get in contact with him because I tried to give him cash. He would not take it.
Really?
Yeah, he's like, nah, I'm just out here out for free comic book day. And I was like, that's fucking cool.
Did he move out there? Because he used to be a SoCal native. So
he had his wife and daughter with him. So I think. I think he must be out here. I didn't want to ask him because there's like a bunch of people, you know.
Yeah.
But he still does a lot of California shows.
He does, but like now that I think about it, like he was always a staple of like signings and stuff around here locally. Especially when he was doing his Deadpool runs. He would always be doing appearances, but now I don't see him. I see him at cons, but that's about it.
Oh, check it out. This is a new book. I never pick up new books, but I saw this one, and I was like, that one might be cool to get.
Nice homage.
Radiant Black, great Hulk 340 homage. That one's probably decent to...
Didn't Aaron Bromley do a cover, too, for Radiant Black?
Yeah, I think
he's done a few, I think.
Yeah.
Oh, there's my Scott Koblish. I was like, where the...
Nice. Oh, I gotta pull mine out.
I was kind of, I mean, my son was with me, and I think he probably could have asked, but he didn't. I was like, you don't want one? My son's like, no. I was
like, okay. Oh, come on, Judah, just play along.
I was like, ask for a Spider-Man. But there was a long line, and we were second in line.
Nice.
I remember he did mine. It was a full blank. He did both sides. It's a full cover he did with Deadpool swinging with Spider-Man's webs.
Did he charge you?
I think $60.
What?
Yeah, he's a pretty affordable artist. He doesn't try to gouge you out of the cost.
Man, that's the thing. Like, there's been some badass Matina commissions getting posted online recently, and they're like $1,500 for a commission. Damn. I'm like, that's a lot of money.
Yeah.
And then Rose Besh is like $1,200, but that's her fuck you price for she's too busy. But if you're gonna pay that much for her time, she'll do it.
I know. Well, and Peach Momoko used to be like $60, and now she doesn't do any.
Nah, she's traded. I think she wants to be a writer versus being an artist because she's really taking serious that book for X-Men.
The X-Men stuff.
Yeah.
Well, major, if you can do both, then you can get double paid.
Yeah.
Major Issues wants to know, what shop did you see Scott Koblish at?
Oh, I Like Comics over in Vancouver. Judah and I started our day there, and then we went to Excalibur, Cloud9, and Things from Another World. And then we went home.
Okay.
Man. Well, at least they're all within the 15 miles area of Portland, right?
Yeah. Well, I Like Comics is in Vancouver, Washington. It's across the bridge.
Oh.
But
I've never seen that bridge. Okay.
It's still not bad. So gotcha. It was a fun day. It was a super fun day. I wanted to go to Cosmic Monkey. But the thing is, it's it's hard to park. It's hard. Some shops have really hard parking. Cosmic Monkey, Floating World are really tough areas to park in. So you gotta like, nah.
Just park far and take the Uber in.
Wait, it's that far? Like you have to go Uber in?
No, you don't Uber, but I mean, it's just, you know. And last time I went down to Floating World in downtown Portland, I came back to my truck and there were literally probably 25 homeless guys just sitting on my truck and around it, just lounging.
Oh, dude. Yeah.
At least 25. And I had parked in front of a soup kitchen and I didn't know it or whatever. So I was just cool. I was like, hey, guys, I got to take off. Excuse me. Pardon me. Coming through. Got to leave. All right. Bye. Okay.
Yeah. Most of the places like a walking distance in Portland or take the scooters.
But I did, but I was like, I would not be able to take my kids down there. I was like, that's a little too sketchy.
Right, right. All right. Well, I think we've covered everything we wanted to cover for tonight, right, guys?
Yeah, yeah.
I think so. I'm ready to watch Star Trek.
Yeah, go watch Star Trek, and then you know I'll be at MegaCon next week. Gonna meet up with Ashton over there, and hopefully Sam. And cool. get some content for our channel.
Awesome, man.
Yeah, I drive a beast, I know.
All right, guys. Well, thank you for tuning in. We'll be back on Monday for another episode. We'll be doing our top villains covers. So the caveat is we have to have the covers in our hands. So
three of them?
Three, I would say let's do three, maybe five. I might bring five, but if you got more than three, maybe 3 to 5.
All right.
I'm doing a show this weekend at the abandoned pawn shop that if you want the deets, hit me up.
RKFA Comics.
Yep. It'll be fun.
All right. Cool, guys.
Haggle.
All right. We'll see you guys back on Monday. Peace out.
Peace.
Thanks again for listening to another episode of the Sealess Villains Podcast, your cultivators of the comic culture. Make sure you follow us on Facebook and email us at sealessvillains@gmail.com. You can also leave us a voicemail or text us at 209-975-7597. Be sure to join Luke Week's Facebook group, Rare Keys and First Appearance Comics. And you can follow us on our two Instagram accounts, Sealess Villains and Sealess Villains Podcast. Lastly, follow the villains on their separate IG accounts, at Luke Weeks, at C-List Villainous Red, at C-List E-Man, and I am at AJ the Comic Collector. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you all.